T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, right on schedule, said this was coming. Here it is. Been all over this since last year. I said this would spread, and it is. We're seeing it move to Minnesota and Oregon now. This idea that if you believe yourself to be transgender and you are a minor child seeking hormone treatment, if you can get to one of these states with a trans refuge bill, they will take custody of you. Or they'll deny custody to, like, say, your dad. Like, say, for instance, your mom and dad got a divorce, dad's got custody, but mom wants to transition you, dad doesn't. Mom wants the puberty blockers, dad doesn't. Mom can kidnap you from South Carolina, take you to Minnesota or California, and the judge is ruling that mom is nuts, has had to have psychological help, and dad is the sole caregiver, null and void. Whatever parent can get the kid to the state can get the treatment for a minor child who, of course, cannot consent to treatment that could potentially sterilize that.
Yeah.
Okay, and I've been saying for a long time, this is all, they don't actually care about trans people. The left is using them to build the legal, fundamental legal basis for this idea of self, right to self-identity. This is what all this is about. This is why never has so much political capital by the Democrats or any other group been exercised on so small a group as transgender individuals. Why are they doing this with the passion they're doing? Because they're building the legal foundation that the child self-identity must be honored, affirmed, and complied with by the parents. It is straight out of the Chinese Communist Revolution. Where parents lived in fear of their children turning them in. So I said, listen, this is exactly, so for they would get this trans bill, they'd get it through in California. They did last year. They just got it through in Minnesota. They're trying it in Oregon. By the way, they want to do this for abortion too. If you can get, if you're a minor, you can get to one of these states. They take custody of you for the abortion. Okay, so all of that. This is just, to understand, this is just the beginning, though. Here's the new bill, the follow-up trans bill in California. Again, Leanne, I just want to emphasize, I don't have any problem with you if you're transgender and you're an adult. If you, whatever you want to do, pursuit of happiness, all right? We all got to be able to pursue our happiness. I don't have any problem, and I never have. I'm never going to make an oral, moral argument because it's just not my business. But when you have school guidance counselors being given the ability to kidnap the child if mom and dad are not sufficiently woke, now I got a problem. This is from an interview this morning on Fox where they're talking about this. This new bill, if your child goes to a school official, goes to a counselor at school and says, mom and dad won't affirm my new identity, won't let me dress as a boy, won't let me take the puberty blockers because I'm 11, won't let me sterilize myself, won't let me take my breasts off, and you go to a school counselor, they are to turn around and tell DSS, and DSS comes and picks you up because that's abuse. So as parents, they're going to have to be very careful if this passes what they say in their own homes around their kids. Here's one mom who is fighting this in California. This is the full horror of it from Fox News this morning. But it's exactly where I told you they were going.
Fight them. Hurt them.
Oh, wrong one. I'm sorry.
If they put
different one.
Fight them.
Okay, hold on.
Hurt
just a second.
Them.
All right. That was the, sorry, that was the trans call to violence, which is also very exciting. Okay. I'm going to have that in a sec. But this is what it lets them do in California. And I mean, parents need to really pay attention to this, because if you get the Democrats in charge again at the national level with enough votes in the House and the Senate to pull this off, this is exactly where they're going here, where you have to be afraid in your own home of what you say around your own kids, because they could turn you in and you will immediately lose custody. And I wish I had the audio, because it was really good, but unfortunately I don't have it right now.
Well, it's just, to me, this is still so stunning that we've got a situation where you have got the children are being allowed to make life-changing decisions about their bodies and their future fertility, and could also make a decision about whether or not, as a minor, they could have an abortion. But yet you have liberals are arguing that people who were in custody because of charges, they have not reached the age of cognitive ability till the age of 26 in order to be held responsible for those. And so that's why we should have these no bail and ignore charges on violent crimes from folks who were 26 and younger.
You know, that's a great point, because that came out of Minnesota, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, we're not going to have criminal charges for people who commit murder under the age of 26, because their brains aren't developed, so we can't charge them.
So as usual, liberals want to have everything both ways.
Good point. I had forgotten about that. That was like 2 weeks ago's outrage. Yeah so now you would still be like legally remanded to have counseling and stuff like that, where they talk to you and I guess you work out your grievances. But no, you wouldn't be sentenced to any kind of hard prison time for murder before the age of 26. Okay, here it is on the kidnap bill, and she's calling it a kidnap bill in California. Watch this. This is going to spread like wildfire. Here's mom fighting it.
I call this bill the state-sanctioned kidnapping bill. In the world of transgenderism, that means that a child who goes to a school counselor and says that they are transgender and that their parent won't support them, that child can be whisked off to a LGBTQ community facility and not come home from school that day.
Minnesota Democrats are advancing similar legislation. The so-called Trans Refuge Bill would give the state emergency custody of children whose parents deny them so-called gender-affirming care. The bill is heading to the state's...
So that's the care, Lee, but it's also not affirming. So in other words, if the child just says, hey, like, you know, I want to wear boys' clothes, I'm a girl, and you don't go along with it, you could lose custody. This is where they want to get. They want to get right in front of kid, right between kids and their, because you know every kid has that phase of rebellion. I'm not going to church. I'm not. You can't make me. Yes, I can. I'm your mom. Get in the car. And you know, well, now that's your identity. You don't identify as a Baptist, Catholic, Protestant. Mm-hmm. So mom and dad cannot make you get in that car. Oh, is that an anti? That church doesn't affirm your non-binary predisposition. Oh no. You can't be made to go there. Half the kids in this country be like, oh, I'm non-binary, I'm not going to church. You can't make me, Mom. And at that point, you can't make them. You can't.
Once again, dancing on the grave of the First Amendment.
Yeah, any way they can
get there. Dead and buried.
That's where they're going. Because you wait, this bill, they're going to say, Mom and Dad make me go to a church that does not affirm my identity. And then it's on. It's on. They may even get there with this bill. And then you have that climate of fear in your home that if you as a parent are not sufficiently woke enough to keep your woke child happy, you have to fear losing them all the time. You have to fear an investigation by Department of, you know, by DSS, all of it. You also have to fear, you know, if you're next door to one of these states, school counselor picks your kid up and drives him there. And we're going to need to have, in our states, we're going to have anti-kidnapping bills, where if you're an adult and you move a child to one of these states for this purpose, you are charged felony-level kidnapping. I mean, it's going to take that to slow this down. But this is, I mean, you want to talk about a civil war. This is a civil war. It's not a shooting civil war, but it's absolutely a cultural civil war with, you know, functionally, constitutionally American territories and post-American territories, as I've been saying for a long time.
It's just interesting how, once again, liberalism is going for this individual civil right on this issue, but in so many other areas, they are absolutely individual rights are abhorrent to them. They have no concern for your the rights of anyone for property or to do what they want to with their own business or to say what they want to say. It's just, you know, it stuns me how they always have to take everything to both extremes. And they think that there's nothing wrong with them getting on both sides of an issue.
And then just censoring whoever points
exactly,
that out.
Exactly, exactly.
Because you don't have to win an argument anymore. Meanwhile, the UK Daily Mail reporting, can you even imagine this if it was our side? The Trans Day of Vengeance. Yeah. Protest is going forward at the Supreme Court. Despite the Nashville school trans shooting killing, you know, six in a bloody rampage. And for complaining about this to the Department of Justice, asking for an investigation, which we absolutely should have. This is a hate crime that was committed.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. And it will not be pursued in that way. And obviously the perpetrator here is deceased. But this is certainly a hate crime, period. And no, it was not hate from the school.
No, it's the shooter. And she's asking good questions. What medications was this person on? She says they need to know for sure where the guns were gotten from, especially make sure there was no, like, over state lines help from these violent trans vengeance groups, that the shooter procured the guns all by themselves, that there was no other involvement. I mean, these are classic things that would be absolutely investigated if, and should be, if it was, you know, some pro-Trump group.
And by the way, Joe Biden lied about there being AK-47s involved. They were not AK-47s.
Didn't he say some crazy thing like the bullet goes in your body and explodes like a bomb?
Yeah.
And you're like, what? Just give him some more ice cream, send him
please,
on his way.
Please.
Before he does any damage, just shove the ice cream in his mouth, Jill.
Tara is swatted. Hear the Tara Show weekday mornings on
News Talk 98.9.
WORD, the voice of the Carolinas.